Perashat Mesora is Perashat that's designated to the laws of Tzara'at, the laws of spiritual leprosy, which the Gemara says comes for different reasons, primarily because of those that speak Lashon Hara. The Hachamim give a play on the word Mitzora, Motzi Shem Ra, Motzi Ra, that those that exhibit speech that is forbidden are afflicted with this disease, Mitzora. Now, in the process of the contamination, in the process of repurifying himself, the Torah says, Begadav yihyu firumim v'rosho yihyeh farua, that the Mitzora must rip his clothes and he also must let his hair grow wildly. And the Hafetz Chaim asks, why is that part of the process? Why do they make a man let his hair grow and rip his clothes? What's the message? So he says that people that speak about other people, the source of it, the sin is really gava. It's arrogance. He thinks that he's better than somebody else, and therefore he feels he's allowed to put down somebody, to talk about somebody, to defame, or to malign, or to spread false rumors. He thinks that he's above everybody, and therefore he allows himself to speak as he wishes, and what he wishes about other people. The Torah therefore says, in order to humble this man, we have to bring him down to size. And therefore we tear his clothes and we let his hair grow wildly. And now he looks disheveled and he looks belittled. And he comes to realize that he really isn't as great as he thought. The ripping of the clothes and the hair growing is a form of humbling the speaker of Lashon Hara in order to show that he's not as great as he thought. And in the process, the Torah says he has to bring etz eres. He has to bring a piece of wood from the cedar tree and the ezov and the herb called hyssop. And the Hachamim tell us again it's the same concept. Etz eres is a cedar tree. It's a tall, solid, strong tree. And we're reminding the one that speaks Lashon Hara, you acted like an eres. You acted with the arrogance of a cedar tree. Now you have to humble yourself like a hyssop, which is a small bush, which is low. Again, we're trying to remedy the source of those that speak about others, gava. Last but not least, explains the Hafetz Chaim, the Mitzora must cover his head with a cloak, ve'al safam yarte. It says he has to cover his cloak all the way to his mouth. The Hafetz Chaim writes, because out of arrogance, the Ba'alei Lashon Hara, they say to themselves, Lilshonenu nagbir sifatenu itanu, like the Pasuk in Tehillim says. Sifatenu itanu means, we're in control of our speech. Nobody can tell us what we could talk about. They think that they have the right to say what they want. And therefore the Torah says, cover your mouth. Put a cover over your head and cover that mouth. It's not yours, and therefore it's not at your liberty to say what you want. So we might say that this whole process of purifying the Mitzora is not only a punishment, it's not only a kapara, but it might also be a form of rehabilitation, trying to get the fellow going forward to be a little more careful with his speech. Shabbat shalom and borach.